Mr. Mansky. Item 6.
From the Director of Audit, submitting an audit report titled Milwaukee County Office of the Sheriff's Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund Expenditures Comply with Program Criteria, but Improvement Needed in Reporting Accuracy, Compliance with County Procurement Procedures.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This audit was conducted in response to a resolution adopted by this board. What we did was we looked at the sheriff's expenditures under the U.S. Department of Justice Federal Asset Forfeiture Program. It's essentially a nationwide program for sharing in the expenditure of seized assets, the revenue gained from seized assets in the pursuit of criminal activity. We were somewhat fortunate in this regard because DOJ at the federal level does have a set of criteria on how the money can and should be spent. And when we looked at all of the expenditures from January 1 of 08 through May of this year, that was about $827,000. We found that there were no expenditures in that list that we would consider impermissible under the program criteria. So what we did is lay out kind of a explanation of what that criteria is. In the first section of the audit, you see all the permissible uses and how the sheriff used the money. But we're also cognizant of the fact that the sheriff, who has very wide discretion in this expenditure, may have spent money in a way that others might want to question. So you'll note in the appendix of the report, we actually detailed every dollar spent since January 1 of 08. And I think it's fair to say that reasonable people can disagree about some of those. But ultimately, I want to be very clear, the sheriff has very broad discretion, and we believe that there were no expenditures that fell outside of the federal guidelines for the use of these funds. Having said that, we do believe there are some areas where there needs to be improvements, specifically two areas. One is the applicability of local ordinances that govern the use, the manner in which those funds are used. It's essentially a conclusion that we reached that the procurement of goods and services under the Federal Forfeiture Fund has to follow county ordinances. Now, subsequent to the audit, we did obtain additional affirming documentation from the feds that we are indeed correct. So I think the item you had on your agenda yesterday with regard to the budget is perfectly appropriate and in line. I think that if that is adopted as policy for next year, the sheriff will have to come back to you and talk about his implementation of either Chapter 32 through the Procurement Division or a parallel mirrored version of Chapter 32 within his office. We also question the use of some of the funds for community-based programs, both in terms of the nature of those funds being documented and the level under the guidelines is limited for community-based. And again, the DOJ did get back to us that they agree with our conclusions on that. Finally, there are some reporting items that need to be cleaned up to the tune of about $11,000, and we think the documentation could be better on some of the travel expenditures. I'll leave it at that, Mr. Chairman. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
First of all, I do want to move and place on file this audit.
Thank you.
I want to thank Mr. Hare's office. I think this was an excellent audit. It certainly illustrated a number of things for me that I wasn't aware of. I also want to thank the Sheriff's Office for their reply in the audit. Looks like they are going to be responsive to quite a few of the recommendations and, in fact, have already moved in that direction. I think this underlines for me one thing, and that is the Office of the Sheriff is as much an administrative office as anything else. The administration of the department requires a lot of compliance, a lot of good administrative policies, and more than anything else, I think our elected sheriff needs to reflect that kind of ability to do administrative work. I very much appreciate the procurement issue. I hope that what we did yesterday will take care of that. I won't spend a lot of time on the committee on that. I am concerned about the community-based programs and the spending of $24,000 more than the maximum, and I'm wondering, Mr. Hare, if you want to comment on that piece.
Well, I think that when you look at the federal guidelines, what they're saying to law enforcement administrators is that these funds are to support law enforcement activity. part of that is to make sure that the community that they serve has good, strong crime prevention programs. On the other hand, it's clear that under the guidelines, it did not want that to be the target, you know, the 100% expenditure category for this money. So they limited it to 15%. And generally, the sheriff followed that. There was one area, though, especially with regard to the explorers, that I think an argument that they were making is that it's more of a law enforcement support function than it is support for a community agency. So the expenditure, no doubt, was appropriate, but it's whether or not they went over that threshold. Now, fundamentally, a lot of law enforcement agencies use this for training, for equipment, for things that aren't, you know, able to be funded through the regular budget process. So on both this point and the one with the procurement process, the sheriff didn't necessarily resist our conclusions, but they said to us, we want to make sure that you guys are right, so let's ask the Justice Department. And in both cases, Justice said, yes, the auditors are right. We've gained the commitment of command staff that they will now go forward and clean the program up with those two issues.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions? Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just got a follow-up that I asked Mr. Manske on. I mean, we've got a bunch of audits today, and as usual, they're well done, and we need to get that information. Now, audit is, you know, we went through this whole process. Audit's under the comptroller. Do you see any difference in your duties or timelines? You know, we had one or two audit possibilities come up in the budget. That's always a time. But is there any more concern on our part that we have as board members when we ask for these audits, that because you're now under the comptroller that we might have a more difficult time in getting these? I guess that'd be my general question, so I asked that to Mr. Manske, too, in timelines.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I haven't seen any negative effect in terms of responsiveness to our audit. We place demands on departments. It's no secret that when we audit a program, it creates extra work for that program. And I think what we're seeing isn't so much a function of the move to working for the comptroller as it is there's a lot of stress and strain on county programs these days, and people just don't have the resources they used to have to respond to our requests for information, for interviews, for documentation, and explanations. This has been a challenging year. I mean, we're very cognizant of the fact in audit that we're a bit behind on the work that you want us to do. There are a couple of audits in the Sheriff's Office and Paratransit that are underway. They're taking shape, but you know, it's been kind of a year of transition for all of us. We had a couple of things pop up at BHD that we didn't really expect in our workload with the Roshan's contract, with the R-Space issues. But it's all important work, and as long as you're willing to be patient with us and letting us get these things done in the proper way and time, I think we can make this work. Supervisor Schmidt, I appreciate your concerns, but I think we can make this work.
Well, need to hear that. Thank you.
Anything further? Supervisor Johnson.
It's a short comment. I, too, as the sheriff is, as a board member of the what used to be the Milwaukee County Council, and we're now the Three Harbors Council, with Racine and Kenosha, and I appreciate his application of these funds, some of these funds, to the Explorer Pulse program and the events that go along with that. I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious. I know under the community program that got money, Clear Channel was one of them. I don't think Clear Channel is a particularly community-based organization, given that they're owned by Bain Capital, who's all about making money. Mr. Hare, can you shed any insight on that particular item?
Yeah. Supervisor Haas raises a very good point. At one point, we were going to just list all the payees because that would have been a quicker and more, you know, quick and dirty analysis. But what we tried to do was give a description for each of the purchases as well. For example, there was money spent with two Clear Channel, but the purpose for those funds was things like book fairs and community outreach that was acceptable under the federal guidelines. So it's not only who we paid, it's what they did with it that was at issue here.
Very interesting. Yeah, Clear Channel broadcasts, to be particular.
Yes.
I can imagine how that might fall into line. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hare, and all your work in your department.
Thank you.
Any further questions of Mr. Hare? If not, we have a motion to receive this and place on file. Will you take the roll?
Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Nine ayes, zero noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.